Those who believe they have a free will and have it within themselves the ability to turn from sin to God are really no different than liberal Christianity, so-called, who believe in the goodness of man. The goodness of man doctrine teaches that each of us has a divine spark within, and this, they proclaim, is the goodness found in each person. Needless to say, this teaching is a tacit denial of the doctrine of original sin and the full effects of the fall as found in God's Word. Hello, I'm Jerry Johnson, and I welcome you to this edition of Against the World.
This segment of Against the World is brought to you by Reformed Presbyterian Missions. If you have the desire to reach the world for Christ, or if you would like to help finance gospel outreach all over the world, then visit my friends at Reformed Presbyterian Missions by going to their website, rpmissions.org. And by Sleep Essentials. Before you purchase a new mattress, visit Lee Carter and watch his free videos at www.mattresseducation.org.
A few years back, a local television station hosted a roundtable discussion on Christianity and invited five local pastors to come and be a part of that conversation. The discussion centered on the creation account, the fall of Adam and Eve into sin, and the doctrine of the depravity of all mankind. What is ironic is the fact that in the final analysis, there was really no difference between the liberal on the panel and the supposed evangelical who happened to be a Southern Baptist. For all my Southern Baptist brethren out there, I'm not picking on y'all. This is just a fact. The liberal pastor quoted from a paper he had authored describing how man, whom he believed had a divine spark within, could fan the spark into a flame. It was clear from the discussion that the evangelical embraced the Arminian doctrine of free will in opposition to the divine spark view. In opposition, he cited Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." He did this to demonstrate to the liberal that there is no spark. The liberal pastor commended him on his reply and then asked him if he believed that man has the ability in himself to turn from sin and either accept or reject the gospel. The evangelical pastor, without missing a beat, blurted out, "Why, yes, of course." The liberal then asked this dear man what that ability is. When the evangelical pastor answered that it is man's free will, the liberal smilingly retorted that Arminians call it free will, and liberal moralists simply call it the spark of goodness. In short, it was the same teaching, just under a different name. My friends, if you are a free will Arminian, then I beg you to think well upon it. Until next week, this is Jerry Johnson standing contra mundum against the world.
Hello, and welcome to this introductory video for The Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books. You will soon see why The Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. For over 25 years, Stillwater's Revival Books has provided the worldwide Christian community with the finest in Puritan and Reformation resources, including classic and contemporary printed works, inspirational sermons, audiobooks, and videos. In recent years, our collection of great Christian works has more than doubled, growing to a library that would occupy nearly 140 CDs. The Puritan Hard Drive is a tremendous library of over 12,500 Christian resources on an external hard drive that fits easily in your pocket or purse. It features the works of nearly 800 classic and contemporary authors, including John Bunyan, Matthew Henry, Jonathan Edwards, Thomas Manton, Samuel Rutherford, and Charles Spurgeon. Timeless works like the English Hexapla, Fox's Book of Martyrs, Sketches of the Covenanters, and from the Puritan Divines, the complete 34-volume set of the Puritan Fast Sermons. Many of these books are rare and classic titles unavailable anywhere else. Over 25 years in the making, the Puritan Hard Drive is simply the most extensive Christian collection ever released. The Puritan Hard Drive comprises more than 12,500 Puritan and Reformation resources, over 500,000 pages of great Christian books, more than 10,000 sermons and audiobooks in MP3 format, providing years of listening enjoyment, over 70 videos. All in all, a library of thousands of exceptional works accessible and affordable to everyone. Included on the Puritan Hard Drive is a custom search engine that makes it easy to find, browse, and organize the resources in your library. And much easier than trying to wade through a typical file directory on your computer. Connect the Puritan Hard Drive to any available USB port on your PC or Mac. The drive is self-contained, so there's no software to install or configure. Within moments, you can begin exploring the library by running the custom search interface. It's also a knowledge base with information about each work, including the author, title, description, keywords, and subject category. For you techies, this database contains over 15 million records of information. For all of us, that means we have an extremely powerful search and study tool. A list of all resources on the Puritan Hard Drive is available for viewing at any time. Here we see that the list of print materials contains over 2,100 works. This view is ideal for browsing all documents or media files in alphabetical order, by title or by author. The list is rather long, so using the search function of the knowledge base is the easiest way to find resources of interest to you. For example, let's say that my pastor recommended a book by James Henley Thornwell. I can search the knowledge base by author by typing his name in this field, or by selecting it from the complete list of nearly 800 authors provided at the click of a button. Clicking the search button executes the search and immediately returns a list of all resources by this author. In this case, I've quickly found the book that was recommended to me. Clicking on the green icon opens the resource, allowing me to begin my reading. Further details about any resource can be found by clicking on the book cover icon, which opens the resource detail page. From here, I can browse the details of this work. I can add and save my own notes about it, and open the resource for reading, listening, or viewing. Your search capabilities don't end there. The majority of the rare, classic works on the Puritan Hard Drive now contain an embedded index. This means that the actual text of these resources is now fully searchable for the first time in history. Enter a search term in Adobe Acrobat Reader. In this case, a search for the word Scripture yields instant results. Having searchable text also makes it possible to highlight, copy, and paste the text into another document, such as a sermon, a lesson plan, or a school paper. Less time spent on research means more time for reading, studying, and appreciating the resources in your library. Just another reason why the Puritan Hard Drive is a technological revolution in Puritan, Reformation, and Covenanter studies. Thank you for watching this introduction to the Puritan Hard Drive by Stillwater's Revival Books, serving Christians worldwide for over 25 years. Join us in our other videos as we demonstrate even more features and functionality of the Puritan Hard Drive. For more information, visit us on the web at puritandownloads.com. Until then, be well and God bless.